Ever feel like the whole career fair thing, you know, it's like stuck in the past a little bit.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
With everyone talking about hybrid work and remote work and all that, who has time to like run around to a convention center anymore?
Yeah, the old model is definitely feeling a little dated, that's for sure.
Right. But get this. Are you ready for a deep dive into this? Virtual career fairs, they're everywhere.
Oh yeah, they're popping up left and right.
And it's more than just being convenient. We're talking about like a whole new way of thinking about work and purpose. You know, even the planet, all this packed into like a digital space. What do you think?
Totally. And what's really interesting is that it's all these things coming together at once. You've got this big push for being able to work whenever, wherever, but then you've also got this generation that really wants their career to mean something, line up with their values.
Okay, so it's not just about any job. It's got to be something you're actually like passionate about.
Exactly.
We found this article. It's from Event Anywhere. They're kind of leading the charge in this whole virtual career fair world. And they get into all the details of why this shift is happening. Have you seen this?
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. Talk about how traditional career fairs, while they tried, they often just ended up feeling kind of, I don't know, impersonal,
You're
transactional even.
Yeah, like a cattle call of resumes.
Exactly.
You just become like a piece of paper instead of a person.
That's exactly it. And
Yeah.
that's what I think is so cool about virtual fairs. It's like you can actually let your personality show, your passions, all the stuff that makes you unique, which a resume can't really do.
And for the companies, it's got to be huge for them too, right? To be
Yeah.
able to look beyond just what's on paper and actually like see who you are, how you'd fit in with their culture.
Totally. It's a way more well-rounded approach for everyone.
You know, the founder of Event Anywhere, they actually say, and this is a quote, "It's not just about getting a job, it's about finding your passion."
I love that. And it really speaks to what we were just saying. People, especially now, they aren't just looking for a paycheck, right? It's got to mean something, like be a part of something bigger.
Yeah, it's about making a difference, even if it's small.
Exactly. And these virtual fairs, I think they're becoming the place where those connections are made.
I like that. So, speaking of making connections, the article talks about some examples of virtual career fairs that are doing really cool things, like Stellenbosch University. It's a really well-respected law school in South Africa. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, for sure. They've been ahead of the curve on this for a while.
So, they used a virtual career fair to connect their students with some of the biggest law firms in the world. I'm talking Allen and Overy, the whole nine yards. It shows you how seriously even these big players are taking this whole virtual thing.
Oh, absolutely. It's not some experiment anymore. It's becoming like the standard, which says a lot. But it's not just for those top-tier careers either, which I think is important.
Yeah, totally. Like there was this other case study, the 93% Club. They're all about helping students from all backgrounds get ahead. And they used a virtual fair to create opportunities for people who might not have all those traditional connections.
That's fantastic. It's like leveling the playing field, you know? You
Yeah.
don't need to be in the right place at the right time. You just need an internet connection.
And it's not just universities, right? The article also mentions this school, Perrin's School. They use a virtual career fair to, get this, help high schoolers practice mock interviews.
Wow, that's smart. Getting them ready early. Those first few interviews are always a little scary. So getting to practice like that is huge for building confidence.
Totally. And I love that they were working with local businesses too. Gives the students a chance to see what's out there, right in their own backyard, maybe even find something they'd be interested in that they hadn't even thought of before.
Yeah, exactly. Just opening their eyes to all the different options out there. And it's not just about, going to college. There are so many paths you can take.
Right. Like maybe you chat with someone from a local design studio and suddenly you're like, wait, graphic design? That's a thing? That's awesome.
It's those kinds of connections that can really spark something, And it's not always easy to have those aha moments in those big, overwhelming career fairs.
Totally. Okay, so this line in the article really got me thinking. It says, quote, "The resume is a dying document. It's time to move past it." Pretty bold statement, don't you think?
Definitely got my attention. I don't know if I'd say the resume is dead quite yet, but it's definitely changing, evolving.
Like a Pokemon, gotta level up or get left behind.
Yeah, something like that. But seriously, these virtual fairs, they're pushing everyone to think beyond the bullet points on a resume, which is cool. Instead of just saying what you've done, now you get to actually show it. I mean, imagine like video introductions so you can really let your personality come through, or interactive portfolios where people can actually see your work. You can even have like virtual networking lounges, you know, just more casual conversations with recruiters.
So it's less about here's what I've done and more about here's who I am.
Exactly. You get to be way more authentic.
And employers, I bet they're loving this, right? Being able to actually get a feel for someone's communication style, their personality, all that stuff that you just can't get from a resume.
For sure. It's so much more about finding the right fit now, not just checking boxes. Because think about it, you could be the most qualified person on paper, but if you can't communicate or work well with a team, it's not going to work out.
So true, especially now with teamwork being so important.
Absolutely. And what's exciting is that it can also work the other way around too. Someone might not have the perfect resume, but their passion, their potential, that really comes through in these virtual settings. They get to tell their story, show off their unique skills, and connect with employers who are actually looking for what they bring to the table.
I love that. It's like everyone wins.
It really is. And don't forget the accessibility part. Virtual fairs, they completely get rid of location as a barrier. You can connect with people from anywhere, which opens up so many opportunities.
No more rushing to catch flights or stressing about hotels.
Exactly. And, you know, it can just be less intimidating for some people. Some people just don't do well in those big crowded events.
Like, it's way less pressure than going to some huge networking thing, right? More like just having a coffee chat.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
You can take your time, dip your toes in, start conversations when you're ready. So much more approachable.
Speaking of approaching things differently, we got to talk about the environmental impact for a second. I mean, all that travel for traditional career fairs, printing out resumes, the booths, all that stuff, it adds up.
It does. And sustainability is such a big deal, especially for this generation. So virtual fairs really line up with that. Better for the planet, better for everyone.
Okay, so we've got more accessibility, less impact on the environment, and potentially a much better chance of actually finding a job that you're excited about, one that uses your actual skills and matches your values and goals.
Exactly. And that's why I think this is such a cool shift to be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about, here's my resume, give me a job. It's so much more meaningful than that. It's
more human, right? Like, it actually feels more like connecting with actual people instead of just going through the motions.
Yeah, exactly. It's about having real conversations, building those relationships that go beyond just a quick, hi, here's my resume.
Hmm.
And for employers, I think it's about really getting a sense of what makes people tick, what they're passionate about.
It's kind of like we were saying before, going from just trying to fill a position to actually finding the right person for the right reason, someone who's actually excited about the work and what they can contribute.
And that makes such a difference, you know? When people feel like they're in the right place, that they're doing something they care about, everyone benefits. Happier employees, stronger teams, better results all around.
So it really does feel like these virtual career fairs are more than just a fad. They're a sign of something much bigger changing in how we think about careers.
I think so too. And it's going to be so interesting to see where it goes from here. Like, what kind of new platforms will we see? How will students and employers keep innovating in this space?
Definitely a lot to be excited about. So for anyone out there listening who's maybe felt like those old school career fairs just weren't doing it for them, whether you're a student or an employer, maybe it's time to give this virtual world a try. See what it's all about.
Couldn't agree more. Because at the end of the day, it's about finding your place in this whole, you know, constantly changing world of work.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, having some fun along the way.
Well said. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. If the classic resume is on its way out, what are some ways you can start showing off your skills and passions to the world? Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.